Our Haftorah portion comes from Isaiah chapter 27. It begins in verse 6. And if you're upstairs during the Torah service, you heard Kenny read from Shemot, the book of Exodus. We read the opening verses because today we start the book of Exodus in our Torah cycle. And in that reading, we read about how Jacob and his children all descended into Egypt. And then a Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph, and you know the story from there. In our Haftorah portion in Isaiah chapter 27, we read about another nation, Assyria, who is getting ready to take the children of Israel and bring them again in a slavery, after a fashion, into Babylon. And so we see a second exodus out of the land and into a place of slavery. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read through the Haftorah portion. I'll try to restrain myself from commenting on this reading straight through. But there are a couple of things I want you to watch. The first thing is this. I want you to notice how the language staggers back and forth. It will talk about the sin of the people and how Assyria, this east wind, is going to come and drive them into Assyria, how Assyria is going to take them captive because of their sins. And then on a dime, it will turn and talk about the blessings God has in store for his people. And then they'll go back to their sin and how God's going to bring punishment. And then it'll turn again. Here are God's blessings. It keeps going back and forth, back and forth. And in the heart of our Haftorah portion, it talks of drunkenness. And it's almost as if God inspired Isaiah to write this as one who's staggering back and forth between the blessings that God's bringing and the punishment that's coming right away. And then the blessings. Because as you read this, as you read during the week, didn't it seem kind of jolting because it kept shifting back and forth? Verses stuck in where it didn't seem like a verse belonged? And I'm always amazed that whatever we're reading from the Brit Kaddishah in the morning always has something to do with the Haftorah portion. I forgot we were going to be reading Romans 13 this morning. What did it talk about? Paul warning the people to abstain from drunkenness and other sins. The second thing I want you to watch for as we go through Isaiah is this. Notice all the words that allude to agriculture, to the garden, to plants, to growth. This is very purposeful. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden. And because of sin, we were driven from there. And all the work of the Lord, through Yeshua, through Torah, through all the Holy Spirit, through all of his work in our lives, its purpose is to bring us back to Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. And we see in the New Jerusalem, in the end of Revelation, we see the Tree of Life again, planted here on earth, and it gives its fruit year-round, and its leaves for the healing of the nation. And so we see everything God's doing in our lives to bring us back to that pristine state before sin entered. And not only bring us back to that, but to even a better world than that. And so you'll notice these agricultural terms, and they all are hints, they're echoes back to that perfect time of paradise on earth and of the time to which God would bring us. Now, our Haftorah portion starts in verse 6, but actually I'm going to start in verse 2. Because I think this gives us a good running start. Isaiah 27:2. In that day, a vineyard of delight, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I water it every moment so that no one will damage it. I guard it night and day. I have no wrath. Should someone give me briars and thorns in battle, then I would step on them. I would burn them completely. Or let him rely on my protection. Let him make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. Like the striking of him who has struck them, has he struck them? Or like the slaughter of a slain, have they been slain? You contended with them by banishing them, by driving them away. With his fierce wind, he has expelled them on the day of the east wind. Therefore, through this, Jacob's iniquity will be covered. The word there is kapur. And this will be the full price of the pardoning of his sin. when he makes all the altar stones like pulverized chalk, when Asherim poles and